Celebrate arts and culture in Dresden in 2022. Special exhibitions include Gerhard Richter at 90 with selections by the artist and Bernardo Bellotto at 300 with his extraordinary cityscapes. Dresden also celebrates the father of its classical music lineage, Heinrich Schütz. Baroque splendor. Restored now to its original Baroque splendor, Dresden's gleaming buildings, including the Royal Palace, the Cathedral, the Opera, the Brühlsche Terrasse among others, along the banks of the Elbe are a sight to behold. And, inside these buildings are arguably some of the world's finest treasures. There are many exhibitions in 2022 and Dresden artists, Gerhard Richter and Bernardo Bellotto, lead the way. Starting off the year with a contemporary flair, is the Gerhard Richter exhibition celebrating the 90th birthday of this special Dresden citizen. Not only was Richter born in Dresden, but he also has a special professional connection to the city as his archive is housed at the Dresden State Art Collections. The exhibition, Gerhard Richter. Portraits. Glass. Abstractions will run from February 5 to May 1 in three rooms of the upper floor of the Albertinum, also a part of the Dresden State Art Collections. Richter picked the pieces for the exhibition from his private collection as well as from the archive, while additional of his works are lent by other international institutions. Bernardo Bellotto's 300th birthday. Next up is the exhibition on Bernardo Bellotto, the nephew of the Canaletto and often referred to as Canaletto the Younger or also just Canaletto. His 300th birthday is an enormous cause celebre in the Elbe city as he painted extraordinary landscapes that depicted Dresden as it was in its golden age in the mid-1700s. From May 21 to August 28, the Dresden State Art Collections will be showing the exhibition Enchantingly Real, Bernardo Bellotto at the Court of Saxony, where there will be paintings from the Dresden State Art Collections as well as from other institutions. Bellotto became famous as the court painter for the Elector of Saxony, Frederick Augustus II. His famous works are breathtaking depictions of the city and its environs, most measuring over 8 feet in width. Dresden and the nearby Pirna will be celebrating the anniversary especially during the Dresden City Festival from August 19 to 21. Dresden, musical city. Dresden is also a musical city, and one of the most important musicians in setting this foundation is Heinrich Schütz, the royal organist and music director of the Royal Palace in the mid-1600s. His work will be celebrated and played at the Baroque.Musik.Fest from May 2 to May 8 in the Royal Palace, as well as from October 7 to 17 during the eponymous festival dedicated to the musician. Schütz is known for writing vocal solos, duets and choir works with and without instruments. He was strongly influenced by Italian composers of the time and yet created a strong German choral tradition that is still lively in the city today. German Hygiene Museum Dresden. A daring exhibition will take place at the German Hygiene Museum Dresden from April 2, 2022 to January 2, 2023, Artful Intelligence. Machine Learning Human Dreams highlights the extent that artificial intelligence can be used in our lives even in such intimate topics about how to realize whether a person is lying, even to him or herself, and what criteria AI is using to make decisions. Pillnitz Castle. Plant Fever is a multifaceted exhibition that will be displayed in Pillnitz Castle, the erstwhile summer palace of Augustus the Strong. Pillnitz is only 20 minutes from Dresden by a very pleasant riverboat ride that will take you past beautiful villas and palaces from the 1700s. Designers, scientists, technology experts and plant enthusiasts will be interested in this project that will showcase 50 international projects from April 29 to November 6. Meissen Porcelain. Blick auf die Albrechtsburg, Dom zu Meissen. Photo Tommy Halfter, DML by, /view of Albrechtsburg Castle, Meissen Cathedral. Photo, Tommy Halfter, DML by. Close by will be the Meissen Porcelain Manufactory and Showroom with some of the most beautiful porcelain pieces in the world. A special exhibition, called Johann, after Johann Böker, the alchemist who was after gold but ended up with porcelain, or white gold, will be located in the Albrechtsburg, fortress close to the manufactory, for people interested in international and contemporary porcelain. It will run from April 16 to July 2022. Celebrate the outdoors. If you are planning a trip to Dresden for spring and summer especially, Dresden has many outdoor cultural events, including film nights on the banks of the Elbe, daily classes at the Japanese Palace, walking and bicycle tours throughout the city and the region. One special way to enjoy and experience the Elbe region is to ride along the Elbe Wine Road from Pirna to Dernbar-Süßlitz. August 27th and 28th and September 23rd and 25th are the local wine festivals in Rebbuhl and Meissen respectively. Although it is technically Germany's smallest and most northern wine region, the wines are popular while the landscape and wineries are beautiful places to visit and enjoy a meal. Dramatic history comes alive. Photo, Michael R. Hennig, DML BY. In the past year, two excellent permanent exhibitions, the Zwinger Experience and the Festing Experience, were created to make Dresden's dramatic history come alive. These 3D presentations show battles, art, and the people of Dresden's past. You stand inside Dresden's fortress underground and in the Zwinger Museum while images and films are projected against the walls and tell deeds of conquests, battles and romance. State Arts Collection Dresden. Die Pragerstrasse Dresden. Photo, Tommy Halfter, DML BY. There are a number of other exhibitions at the State Art Collections Dresden as well as in the region that are worth visiting throughout the year. Dresden is a cultural jewel on the Elbe, so make sure when you come to arrange for walking tours to see the architectures and the landscapes as well as to secure tickets for the museums and the collections. You will be overjoyed at the cultural wealth at every corner at all times of the day. Photo, Michael R. Hennig. For further information, please contact Victoria Larson, USA Press Representative, State Tourist Board of Saxony at victoria@clarsoncommunications.com.